above ringside at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, BC. This is Monday, April 8th, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights Hockey. Hello again, everybody. Dan Duva, Gary Lawless here. It's the Knights and Canucks for the fourth and final time in the regular season, but Gary, there's an even bigger headline coming into today's match.
Yeah, Tomas Hertl will play his first game for the Golden Knights, and he is very excited about it. We heard that in his interview with you. His teammates are excited about it, and fans should be too. Big, smart, aggressive, offensively dangerous, defensively smart, a winner, a competitor, and a really fun guy.
Besser comes in. Left point for Quinn Hughes. He shoots. Redirect save. Another shot save. Sprawling out in front. And a stop for the Knights. Goaltender Logan Thompson. Maybe a couple of saves there. Canucks coming off that loss on Saturday. They have that trip of three games. Two of the three they lost 6-3 in Vegas and in L.A. Eichel comes in. He scores! First shot against Shelovs goes off his left arm, and in. Vegas strikes on the power play. Less than 2 minutes into the game, Jack Eichel delivers the power play goal, his ninth power play goal, his 28th overall. He's got three goals in three games. Only four games left after this one for Vancouver. Five left for the Knights. Look out, McNabb blows a tire coming out. A shot, Thompson the save, a rebound, another save, Thompson. Lafferty found the puck in the slot after McNabb had trouble coming out of his own zone. Banked off the sidewall, Eichel to Marchessault. Back to Eichel through the center logo. Left wing, Barbashev works around to the middle. Right circle, Marchessault kicks it to his stick. Sends it left. Eichel shoots. He scores! Zip pass from the right circle. Marchessault to the left for Jack Eichel. Two goals in the first 8 minutes of the game. 2-0 Vegas. Two goals on two shots for number nine. He's got 29 goals and 62 points on the season.
Jack is absolutely flying tonight, Dan. You forget he's just returned not too long ago from a knee injury, and he's got his pace tonight, and he pushes everybody back. Then Marchessault, great puck protection, and you said it. Great zip pass.
Steers it down low, Pettersson, met quickly by McNabb. Hughes out high, left point, walks to the middle, passes right circle, gets a return pass straight on, a slap shot, save, and the loose puck, score! Follow up by Garland. It's a 2-1 Vegas lead. Thompson the initial save, but he could not secure it. Connor Garland follows up, 17th goal for Garland, and his first power play goal of the season. 2-1 Vegas with 8:10 to go in the first period. Into the slot for Garland, protects, pivots, passes right. Miller back to the left for Besser, the righty to the middle for Hughes. He shoots, he scores! Quinn Hughes, power play goal with lots of traffic in front. It's a tie game, 2-2. Two power play goals for Vancouver here in the first period. Hughes, five power play goals on the season, three of the five against the Golden Knights, and assisting on the earlier power play goal. Collision along the far boards, and time runs out on the first period. Knights out a 2-0 lead. Eichel with a pair, but then a pair of power play goals for Vancouver to make it 2-2 through 20 minutes. As advertised, defenseman Noah Hanifin set to join us after that first period. Hi, Noah. Dan Duva in the radio booth. Thanks very much for coming by. First, the story of the day was Tomas Hertl making his Golden Knights debut. What has Tomas been like as an opponent and now as a teammate here in his first game with the Knights?
Yeah, he's been incredible. You know, I think even since he got here, you know, sometimes it's tough not being able to get in the lineup right away just because of his injury. But, he's a really hard worker. He's a great teammate. And I think everybody's super excited to see him with the team on the ice.
What'd you think of the first period?
Yeah, man, I thought we got off to a really good start. Obviously, scoring too quick. I thought 5-on-5, we controlled the play and, had a good period. It's just, we got to clean up a little bit on the penalty kill. They got a really good power play over there. And you just got to stay disciplined the rest of the game and keep it 5-on-5.
You've seen Jack Eichel do a ton of scoring over the years. Boy, he looked like a man on the mission to start the game today.
Yeah, no, he's obviously an unbelievable player and a big driver for us offensively. And, when he's lugging the mail like that and carrying up the ice and making plays, he's easy to play with. So, we got to keep that going for him.
Look at right wing. Barbashev takes it off the boards toward the right circle. Accelerates now, peels off, whips it across. Hanifin shooting, save! Shelovs, impressive shift to his right, stops Hanifin. Soucy trips up Barbashev as they were standing right on the blue line at 100 feet away from the action. Face-off left circle, third power play of the game. Hanifin shoots, he scores! A wrist this shot. Just 6 seconds into the power play, Vegas takes a 3-2 lead. Noah Hanifin.
Guess who? Right on top of Shelov's. Tomas Hertl. He wins the draw. That's the first thing. Hertl wins the draw. He's been really good in the dot tonight. And then he just goes straight to the net. And he's right in front of Shelov's. Can't see the puck. Hanifin knows that he's got traffic there. Uses a wrist shot to get it through. And there's no assist. Well, there should be an assist for Hertl off the draw.
Sets up Pettersson coming in. Back to Besser, right circle. Heels away. Barbashev trying to stay with him. Besser slides to the middle. He shoots and scores. Lots of traffic in front. Hague was trying to defend Elias Pettersson. And now the officials will talk. There was some contact there.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
Question will be, was it enough for goaltender interference? That was the initial reaction by Thompson. The referee said, it's okay, we're going to talk about it. Don't worry. So now we'll see if there is a call on the ice that differs from goal. And if the officials say good goal, then we'll see if Bruce Cassidy and company will make a challenge. If the goal stands, it would tie the game 3-3.
Pettersson is really into the blue ice. And so the question is, does he prevent Thompson from doing his job? Here we go.
After the discussion on the ice, the call on the ice is a good goal.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, I would too.
There's contact, Gary, but it's after the puck's already in.
Yeah.
So Logan tried to sell it, but you know what happens after the puck is in the goal is immaterial. Off his stick and out to the neutral zone. Kolesar kicks it ahead to himself, joined by Howden. Kolesar shoots, save. Rebound covered up by Shelov's. No, it goes behind. He thought he had it, but it came loose. And now the Canucks break out. This could be a 2-on-1. And on the right side, Zadorov. He shoots, save. Rebound in front, pumped away. White Cloud couldn't clear the zone, though. It's still alive on the right. Loose puck picked up by Soucy. The defenseman for the Canucks comes in, whips it right, off the stick. Now it's centered, a shot off the glove, rebound, score! Garland follows up and puts Vancouver on top 4-3. A knuckle puck towards the net. Thompson got a piece with the tip of his glove and waffled into the air. Connor Garland was Johnny on the spot. His second goal of the day, 18th of the season. With a minute 29 to go in the middle frame, the Canucks have a 4-3 lead. Behind his net, Martinez. Fires to center, Marchessault. Right wing, Jack Eichel, but he's going to run out of time. Gains the line as the clock runs out. Well, Connor Garland, today his 400th NHL game. He scores career goals 100 and 101. And on that last goal, with an assist for JT Miller. Miller will have 3 points today. JT Miller hits 100 points as Brock Besser hits 40 goals for the first place Vancouver Canucks, who now will take a lead to the second intermission. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Ivan Barbashev to the broadcast. Hey, Ivan, Dan Duva, Gary Lawless in the radio booth. Thanks for joining us. Ivan, before we talk about today's game, you give us a sense of Tomas Hertl. You've played against him, of course, in your career, but now he's your teammate. What's it like having him on your side now in his Golden Knights debut?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great addition for our team. And, you know, he's been in the league for a long time. And, you know, he's a great player, smart player that, you know, has been scoring a lot of goals. And, you know, I think it's just huge for us because we all know what he's going to bring to every single game. And, you know, like it's tough to get back from the injury, but he's a huge part of our team moving forward.
And Vancouver scored 4, and every one of the goals that had someone right on top of Thompson. How do you stop that?
Well, we just got to clear up our net front, I guess. You know, they're just trying to shoot it from the top, and they do have a pretty good screen out there, and, you know, they get the rebound. So I think this is something, you know, up to us. We just got to do a better job of.
Soucy left point. Left corner, Hoglander out high, Hronek feeds left, kick save, Thompson back to his right, dazzling stop on Hoglander. Eichel curls around to the slot, feeds right, Hague shoots, save, rebound banging away, it's a loose puck, and now in a seated position, the goaltender Shelov gets the whistle. Canucks win the draw, they get a deep, Garland after it, dropped it off for a shot, save. Thompson seals the post on his glove side, preventing the opportunity for Joshua. Hertl wins it again, Eichel to the left point, Hanifin. Drops it back. Eichel fakes the shot. Now Hannifin shooting, knocked down in front. Theodore passes left. Eichel shoves it in front. 5 seconds. Theodore coming right. He shoots. Knocked down. Comes to the corner with two. With one. That's it. The Canucks come from behind and defeat the Golden Knights 4-3. They defeat the Golden Knights in Rogers Arena for the first time ever. Knights record in this arena now 8-1-2. The season series is a draw. 4 points aside in the four regular season meetings between last year's division winners and the current division leaders.